It's a software update that really reinvents the Xbox 360 from the inside out, making it more approachable, adding a ton of new features, just really adding some great visuals, and just making it an experience that everybody's going to be able to enjoy. For instance, if you want to play games, obviously we've got one of the best gaming consoles on the market with 500 plus games available, as well as a whole bunch that you can download directly to your Xbox 360. But we also have the ability to watch movies, to pause and play live TV, to connect with your friends, to share photos. You know, social networking is a huge phenomenon over PC, as you see right now. You've got products out there like Facebook and MySpace. Well, you could do similar stuff on your Xbox 360, where I can share photos with my friends and my families all over the globe and share those great experiences. I could do video chatting. I could sit there and have a conversation, basically, with anybody at any time from my living room. It's fantastic.
I'm curious about the pause and play TV thing, because I didn't actually think my Xbox could do that.
Ah, well, see, that's actually something that the Xbox allows you to do, and the way that allows you to do that is most people have a PC in their house, and through connecting to your PC through the media extender, you're actually able to record live TV. You can sit there and play it. And so you see a lot of devices out there right now that, digital recording devices that allow you to do the exact same thing that the Xbox 360 is going to allow you to do. Now, it does require a connection to your PC, but the great thing is that opens up a whole world of other possibilities. Being able to get any of your media that you may have stored on your Xbox or your PC and share them in your living room. I showed someone how to set it up just yesterday, and it took me all of maybe a minute just to plug in a simple 8-digit code that it tells me what the code is, and all of a sudden I'm connected, up and running.
That's interesting. Tell me about the social network side of things. I understand that people could be playing games as they talk to their friends.
Yeah, the social networking is the community over Xbox 360 is massive. We have over 17 million members right now on Xbox Live, and it's growing by heaps and bounds every day. We practically double year over year on how many members that we have locally in Australia joining the Xbox Live service. What that allows you to do, though, it allows you to stay connected with your friends, with the community, and take advantage of not only gaming, but also being able to chat and being able to have video conversations. So we have a feature on the Xbox 360 that allows you to plug in a camera, and you could sit there and have a video chat conversation with anybody that's connected on the other end with an Xbox 360. In games, multiplayer games, and I happen to love playing definitely some of those more challenging shooter games.
You're a Gears of War fanatic, aren't you?
I am a Gears of War fanatic, but, you know, there's basically every game that launches right now on Xbox 360 has an Xbox Live component to it. So if it's downloading new content that enhances the gaming experience and extends it into new maps and new missions, or if it's going head-to-head multiplayer, like in a Gears of War match, where I truly do love doing that, you know, that's all part of the live experience you can do. So I can be chatting with my friends. And I actually find it very useful for me, because I moved to Australia 2 years ago, and I'm able to stay connected with all my friends back in the U.S. and in Canada through the Xbox Live service.
Huh, that's cool. So basically, it's not just a video game system. It's becoming it's not a replacement for the computer, but it's more the extension for the computer in the living room.
It does help you connect to your PC, but that's just one feature of the many features that the Xbox 360 offers. You know, it is your entertainment hub that connects you to all different forms of entertainment. So if I wanted to pause and record live TV, I could do that through connecting to my PC. However, if I wanted to download a movie or download a video over Xbox Live, I could do that as well. Or if I wanted to download additional game content, if I wanted to check out the latest blockbuster trailer of the upcoming Watchmen movie or something like that, it's available directly from your Xbox. As long as you're plugged in through an Ethernet port, you could do it right away, and it's right there at your fingertips in your living room.
I have to assume that it's available pretty much on every Xbox that's sold. What about the older Xboxes?
Well, so the great thing about the Xbox experience, all you need to do is plug it into an Ethernet port, and if you have the old experience, it will automatically update to the new experience, and it's almost instantaneous. I mean, it is one of the quickest downloads I've ever experienced. So flawlessly, it automatically does it, and it's so intuitive that it takes you right through anything that you want to experience right away.
Do you need the hard drive? Because there's still a lot of Xbox arcades being sold.
Well, the hard drive is an option. It depends on how you want to experience your Xbox 360. Personally, I recommend the hard drive because there's so much content out there and so many ways that you could take advantage of this that the hard drive enhances that experience. So if you're a heavy arcade game, which is our user-friendly, smaller bite-sized games that you could download over Xbox 360, you may want to play games like Joust, Pac-Man, and Galaga.
I'm a fan of Braid.
Oh, Braid's a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
I'm an absolute fan of that as well. So you could download those onto your actual hard drive, and you're going to want to do that. And obviously, it sounds like you take advantage of the hard drive quite extensively.
Hmm.
However, you know, if you are just someone who wants to plug in a game and play that they bought at retail, you could definitely take advantage of the arcade and do that as well. I will have to say, though, the memory does open up a whole world of experiences over the Xbox 360 that you're definitely going to want, and we recommend getting the hard drive.